Welcome to Thriller Convo with Car Gonzalez. Broadcasting from Austin, Texas, via SoundCloud and supported by listeners like you. Thriller Convo is where we cover the latest and greatest people in the blockchain space. We use the Thriller podcast platform to move the world forward. Always. Now, here is your host, Car Gonzalez.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Thriller Podcast. Today, we have a very special woman on today's podcast. Her name is Siddhi Trivedi. She is an investor, startup advisor, mentor, ambassador. She does it all. And she was a moderator here at the South by Southwest Crypto Summit this year. And I wanted to see if she can come on board and talk to us about what she thought about everything. So, hey, Siddhi, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic. I presume it's sunnier where you are than it is here.
Yes.
So I'm just recovering and missing Austin.
Aw, we miss you too. Where are you located at?
So today I'm in London. Tomorrow I'm in Cambridge. And then I'm back in Leicester. So do you know anything about Leicester?
No, I've always wanted to go there. We've got invited to go to the Blockchain Expo in Amsterdam, so I'm looking forward to checking out everything there.
Well, that's nowhere near Leicester.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So Leicester is a really little city, and it's famous because Richard III's ruins were discovered in a car park, in the city council car park, 3 years ago.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. Okay, so everyone knows about the Battle of Bosworth, and King Richard III was murdered or killed in battle. And his ruins were somewhere scattered, and he didn't actually receive a proper burial.
Oh, wow.
So you can imagine that's quite an amazing discovery. So that's one thing Leicester's famous for. And of course, the most famous thing was in 2016, Leicester City Football Club actually won the Premier League with the odds something like 2,000 to one. So just in case you ever want to know.
That's awesome.
About Leicester. That's what Leicester's famous for. Oh, and of course, TEDx Leicester. I have to say that because I'm also a director of and curator of TEDx Leicester.
Wow, that's amazing. So my question would be, what did you think about the crypto summit this past week? What were your thoughts on all the women there?
So, firstly, it was actually positively an amazing experience to meet so many like-minded women all in one day on one platform. Crypto Friends did an amazing job. They did a crypto New Girls on the Block, and it really was truly quite an amazing experience to be talking, speaking, sharing, collaborating with like-minded women. But that's not all. I've also met amazing men who are doing amazing things, and I'm also collaborating with them. So all in all, it was a great way of bringing together women and literally recognizing that there are plenty of women in this space. You can go to other conferences, and I've been to lots of conferences, blockchain conferences, where there is a scarcity of women. And what you realize is actually, yes, there aren't that many, but there aren't that many men either. So it's actually a really exciting space to start from a level playing field. And hopefully by the end of maybe 2020, we'll have evened out the gender disparity and created a level playing field, because there are great guys who are doing amazing things. But what's fantastic is to see that they're willing to lift other women. And that's really cool, because I haven't seen that in the 30 years of my business experience happen in specifically one form of industrial revolution. This is the fourth industrial revolution, and this is not just revolution in technology, it's a revolution and disruptive thinking in the way people actually help, collaborate, and bring and lift people forward. So, in a nutshell, I think I was very impressed.
That was one thing I was really surprised about, how exceptional all these women that they gathered there. You were moderating the Blockchain for Good panel, and that was one of the most interesting panels that day, I must say. Like, that was one of my favorite ones. And
Thank you.
I could
I have
tell.
to say, we got the graveyard shift.
I could tell because I think, like you said, you have your TEDx experience. There was, me as somebody that does their podcast every day, like I was like, who's this woman, like killing it up there, moderating? And I felt like you just did an amazing job letting everybody speak, and you were asking the right questions. And I think that's really hard whenever you're interviewing somebody. So, what did you think about the panel?
Oh, do you know what? It's so exciting to be on that platform with these, and I'd say kick-ass women, because even so many people came up and wanted to speak to us all, and that means everything. But really, really humbled to be on that platform with those amazing women. They're now my friends, and that's what it's about. We were on stage as strangers and have become really good friends, probably looking to working together, maybe seeing each other very soon again. They're all doing such amazing stuff, and we're all believe in the same thing, social good. The impact of what we want to do is incredible because we all have the same goal.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I know Jenny Stein was on there, Elizabeth Hunker, Trisha Martinez. They were just phenomenal. It was great.
I mean, all of them. I think we had no choice but to make it exciting because we really didn't have the best slot. We had the last slot. So if we didn't rock it, there was no point doing it.
Yeah, it was great. You did a phenomenal job. So
Thank you.
tell us a little bit about some of the stuff that you're working on here. I know that you're a startup advisor as well, an investor, and then also with STEM too. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So let me tell you the projects that I'm working on. So obviously I'd mentioned that the focus always for me is looking at the UN sustainable goals. And out of the 17, there's no chance I'm going to do all 17, though I would love to. That's my wish list, is to go through all of them. But as you were in the audience, you realized that not everyone was even able to name the 17.
Yeah, that was
So
so, yeah, that was surprising, yeah.
the top ones, financial inclusion is very important to eliminate poverty. That's, really important. And hence we had a great discussion on that, and how we can actually make this more create platforms that make it easier for men and women to start transferring money across either states or countries or rural areas where it becomes less of a burden, low cost. And obviously you heard Tricia using Wala, that's amazing. My other and my personal interest, because I do have a background in healthcare, I have a degree in pharmacology. I've been working on drugs development, and that's something very important to me. And of course, mental health and well-being is something I'm extremely passionate about. So that's the project I'm actually working on, is looking at developing an application that supports, that provides community support for patients who are, you know, suffering from mental health issues. So that's actually my biggest project at this moment, and I'm working on collaborating with a few technology developers as well as healthcare providers. But what we're trying to do is also pull together communities that are actually involved in mental health. My first area is going to be mental health in the youth, because that's where we've got to really tackle it first before it gets out of hand, and looking at early intervention. So that's my big push. That's my big project. And I'm always reaching out for anyone who wants to get involved. So at the conference, there are some big players who came up to me and said they really wanted to get involved. So that's really good. In fact, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting people from all over the country and the world to come forward and say, hey, this isn't going to be a profit-making arm. This is going to be a community-based initiative where we want to, you know, share it with all universities and colleges globally.
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed that a lot here in this blockchain space. There's just so many good-hearted people trying to solve really big problems in the world. And yeah, here at Thriller Podcast, we try to give everybody a platform. So by all means, if you know anybody that is looking to get the word out on these things that you're working on, because honestly, the youth is really the people we should be investing in the most. I'm a firm believer in that. And a lot of our listeners are millennials, and they're into the arts and they're into sciences and stuff like that, and technology. So we really appreciate you coming on, Sidi, so much. Thank you so much.
I need to just give one shout out before we finish. The best part being a TEDx organizer is it's not just the technology and the entertainment. The entertainment was awesome, by the way. But I've got to give a shout out to Nanu, her work. I'm sure you've spoken to her. Her creativity, her art is totally phenomenal. And that's something that it's really exciting to bring that along. Being a STEM, I'm also, you know, interested in STEAM, which is the art bit as well. So I've got to give a shout out to her. You guys, you know what? Show more of her art. It's awesome.
Yeah, she was one of those people. She was so busy. I was trying to get an interview with her like 3 or 4 times, but she kept getting pulled away this way and this way. And so, yeah, we're going to have to get her on the show for sure.
She put her art up on Token.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So follow her on Twitter.
I will. I'm still talking with her to see if we can get her on, because I felt really bad, but it was just so much going on those 2 days. It was so busy.
Well, tell her that I'm rooting for her because I can't wait to see her again.
Oh,
she's the
awesome.
Other woman that I was like totally in awe of.
That's perfect. Okay, Sidi, well, thank you so much for coming on Thriller Podcast. Really appreciate it. Where can people follow?
Thank you, and thanks for waking up so early.
Oh, no problem. Where can people find you at? What's a good social media tool that we can use to find you at?
Twitter is the best, 51DDH1.
Okay, I'll put it in the show notes. Thank you so much, Sidi.
Or Telegram is at Cyanator.
Okay, cool.
Named after my son.
Cool. I'll put it in the show notes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye.
This is the end of the show.